Good morning, everybody. I apologize, it's going to be a little bit of an impromptu message. It's kind of short notice, but we're going to take a look at this passage here and see what there is for us to see. Let's go ahead and pray once more before we dig in here. God, thank you for giving us your words through the scripture, for giving us a way to learn about you, a way to know you, and giving us the opportunity to have a relationship with you. Pray that you would help us to remember who you are and to see more of who you are through this passage today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, if this last year, year and a half that we've had here has taught us anything, it's that life is not quite what we expect it to be. Last year with the pandemic, it threw everything for a loop, and then a number of other things at the beginning of this year were different than what we expected to be. We see suffering everywhere, both in our church and in creation in general, and just in humanity, and we know that's not God's ultimate plan for everything. God doesn't take delight in suffering or enjoy seeing suffering, but it's a result of sin in the world, and it's something that we have to live with. But Paul in Romans 8 here has a lot of things to say to encourage us that even though there's a lot of suffering around right now, that it's temporary and that there are better things to come. He talks about the fact in the beginning of our passage that we read today, starting around in verse 18 or 19, that creation itself is even waiting an expectation for the children of God to be revealed, for God's plan to come to fruition, to be able to go back to how God wanted creation to be. And that in time, creation itself even will be liberated from the decay and the suffering brought in from sin. And we see this in our own lives too. All of us, to some degree at one point or another, I'm sure I thought, man, I wish Jesus would hurry up and come back and he'd just be done with the stuff going on in the world right now. A lot of times it's frustrating and sin feels like it'll never end. But we know that God is faithful. We know that God is true. And we know that what he's promised will come to pass. One of the parts of this verse has always been this passage has always been a big encouragement to me, is that a lot of times when I'm dealing with different difficult circumstances, it's very easy to get overwhelmed and to think, I don't even know what to pray for or how to pray for other people or things like that, but it's comforting to see in verse 26 here, Paul talks about one of the roles that the Holy Spirit has in the lives of believers. Paul says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And it continues on saying, he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. To me, it's a very comforting thought to know that God knows us well enough, that he knows what we need. He knows what we need to pray for, even when we don't. And that he's willing to pray for us, to intercede for us when we don't know what we need. And we're going to jump down to verse 31 now. Paul continues on with the encouragement. He says, what then shall we say in response to these things, to the present sufferings that we see, to the disappointments we experience in life, to the hurt and the pain that we see in our world? What does that mean for us? Paul says that we can be encouraged in this and in our future hope, because if God is for us, Who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not, along with him, give us all things? God is willing to give up his divinity, give up his power and everything he is, and willing to come down or to live among us and to suffer and die for us to have a relationship with him. If he's willing to go that far, then it's obvious that he's willing to give us what is good for us. He's willing to give us other things that are good in the long run. It's obvious that he will follow through on what he said and bring us to him in person. A lot of times when we're going through hard times or when we see suffering in the world, it's easy to think or fall into the trap of wondering if God still loves us, if God still cares about us. This is, well, it's natural to wonder that. Paul is very adamant here that absolutely nothing can take God's love away from us. Verse 35, Paul starts talking along these lines. He says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered." So Paul asks a question that crosses everybody's mind. It's like, all these things are going wrong. God, are you still here? Do you still care about us? Do you still love us? But Paul replies back very strongly. He says, no, in all these things, in the trouble or in hardship or persecution or any other difficulty or suffering that we see and face in this world, we are conquerors. We're not just living through, we're not just squeaking by. But through God and through his power, we can be more than conquerors. We can be completely victorious through him who loved us. And goes on to say, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels or demons, the present or the future, or any powers, or height or depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. One of the only constant things in the world we know today is change. Things are always changing, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse, sometimes indifferent. You never know what it's going to be. But one thing is absolutely certain, and that's that God doesn't change. God never has changed from the beginning of creation all the way up till now. Throughout the Bible, God has changed the way that he reveals himself to us. He's changed the aspects of himself that he's revealed to us. He's changed how he works in the world from time to time. But who he is has never changed. You can always trust that God will be faithful. You can always trust that he loves humanity. He loves his creation. And that he wants to have a relationship with us. You can always trust that if you have a relationship with him through his son, that he's never going to give up on you. He's never going to give up on that relationship, no matter what you're facing, no matter what's going on in your lives. God will never give up on you. No matter what's going on in our country and the church at large, God will never give up on his church either. And the list Paul puts in here is pretty extensive, and you've got death and life, you've got angels and demons, you've got present or the future powers, and he's like, just in case I missed anything here, nothing else in creation. Just in case I missed anything in that list that you guys can think of, nothing in creation can separate us from the love of God. I'm glad to say that we have a relationship with God, that we can have that assurance that He won't leave us, He won't abandon us here in our life on earth, and that He's waiting for the fulfillment of His promises to us when we can meet Him and be with Him in person as well, face to face. Let's pray. God, thank you for being who you are, for being the one who doesn't change, for being the constant in life and the constant in a world that's full of change. Pray you'd help us to hold on to you, to remember who you are, to remember that you love us, that you love the world around us. Pray you'd help us to be reflections and images of your love to the world around us. Help us to be different from other people in such a way that they say, what's going on with you? Why are you so different? Pray you would use us to be able to lead others into relationship with you so they can also get to know you and experience the foundation that you are, your unchangingness. Pray you would be with us today and through the rest of our weeks we go about our lives. I pray that you would help us to remember to turn to you and rely on you for what we have going on in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You and Stan will go ahead and do our blessing again from John 1, verse 14.
The Word became
flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Thank you, everybody. Go have a blessed week, and remember to fall back on God when everything else fails.